Oh, yes, good afternoon. It's Bob Simpson on 1-2-3 at 3 minutes past one. We have got so much to fit into this hour of 1-2-3, so we're going to jump right in with it. On the 25th of October at the Brentwood Theatre, there's a fundraising show for mental health charity Brentwood Mind. It's called An Evening with Joe Harmon and Guests, and we'll be hearing from Joe Harmon shortly, as well as some great live music from one of the other artists appearing at the show, Paolo Morena, ably assisted by our very own Michelle Wall. First, though, I'm going to be talking to the organiser of this year's show, Colin Wade. Welcome, Colin.
Nice to be back.
Yes, you were here last year promoting last year's concert, weren't you?
Which was fantastic.
Yes, it was. We had fabulous performances from Paolo, Accidental Tourist, Sam and Si, Al Ronald and the excellent Benjamin Bloom. Were you pleased with the way it went last year?
I was ecstatic. But I think that's half the reason why I've sort of decided to do it again this year.
Right.
And I've got real high hopes for this year. I mean, last year was beyond our wildest dreams. We raised lots of money, raised loads of awareness, which was the most important thing, about mental health.
Absolutely.
It was a lot of hard work putting it together, and I thought, oh, am I going to do this again? When I got the opportunity to get Joe Harmon to headline it, yeah, I couldn't turn it down.
Yeah.
And Paolo obviously was mind-blowing last year, and people were saying you've got to get him back. So yeah, there was a show there already.
Absolutely.
And we've got some other great acts, well, which I think you're going to play some.
Yes,
later.
We are. Yes, we're featuring music from all the acts today. And, you know, I was there last year. The audience certainly enjoyed it. It was sensational. What's lined up for this year's show, Colin? Just give us a run through. It's Joe Harmon, as you say.
Joe Harmon, I think you're going to be speaking to quite soon.
Yep.
Joe Harmon has just won Best Female Vocalist, or Best Blues Soul Vocalist, for this year. I mean, she is sensational. It's a voice you know to die for.
Yeah.
A great performer, looks fantastic. I mean, just a wonderful headline act. Paolo, who with his live looping, as you saw last year, is very, very original, and I don't think you'll see someone perform like that.
No.
A wonderful local band called The High Wires, who play sort of folky soul, wonderful songs. Again, great singer Joe Lee, who I've known for a long while. And Kaylin Castle is going to open the show, showing his guitar.
He's amazing.
Virtuoso. Yeah. He's quite amazing.
He is amazing.
So it's eclectic, it's chilled, but it's going to be a really cool night.
Sure. And now, you said it was a lot of hard work last year. What sort of things have you had to do to set this year's show up?
Well, it's liaising with management. It's, you know, liaising with the theatre, sound people. The promotion is a big job. You know, you use social network so much now. I mean, that has been a really big help. Things like Facebook, Twitter, but it's just basically the liaising, getting posters, promotion, getting people to put posters up, spreading the word. It's people think it's easy putting on a show, but it's not as easy as it looks.
Absolutely.
But in the end, the main thing is it's all for a great cause.
Absolutely.
And people will have a fantastic night.
All right. Well, we'll talk about Brentwood Mind, the great cause, a little bit later on. Thanks, Colin. We'll come back to you a bit later. We'll be talking to Joe Harmon shortly, but first I'd like to play a track from Joe. This one's from her album Dirt on My Tongue. It's beautiful. It's called Worthy of Love.
Patience is my regret. It took no time to forget.
Yes, the fantastic and beautiful voice of Joe Harmon and Worthy of Love. Now, in March this year, the Daily Mirror described Joe as the finest female soul blues singer in the UK. And as Colin Wade just said, earlier this month, Joe won Female Vocalist of the Year at the British Blues Awards. And I'm very pleased to welcome Joe on the line now. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
Hello. How's that for an introduction?
Cool, nice one. Cheers.
Now, I know you're in really great demand at the moment, so thanks for speaking to us today.
No worries.
Last year was particularly busy for you with over 50 UK and European festival gigs, including Park Pop in The Hague, performing to over 300,000 people, and late last year performing alongside names like Robert Plant and Van Morrison at Blues Fest at the Royal Albert Hall. So what's that like, performing on big occasions like that?
Yeah, it's great. It's you just do the gigs that you do, and it's a lovely experience. Yeah.
Really? Well, how would you describe your music, Jo?
Probably kind of rootsy blues, soul. I've got a soul voice, really, but rootsy blues, soul, bit of country, bit of gospel, that kind of thing, bit of rock, you know.
Right. There's a big mixture in there, isn't there? Yeah. Last year also saw the release of your debut album, Dirt on My Tongue, which received critical acclaim and some really good reviews. Tell us about the album, Jo.
What do you want to know?
Well, now, you wrote most of the songs on it yourself, didn't you?
Of course.
Is that something that you find easy, writing songs, or is that a process you really have to work hard at?
No, I definitely have to work hard at it. It's not something that... I'm not a prolific writer at all. So, it's something that that I work hard at, and I just write whatever kind of comes to me, really, and write in many different ways, and write on my own, and write with other people, and, just express myself, really, I guess.
Yeah. So, we talked about last year, but I know you've been equally busy this year, and the live album of your performance at the Royal Albert Hall's also been released. How's that been received?
Yeah, really well, actually. A lot. We weren't really going to put it on general release first, but the response was great, so we decided to actually formally release it. So, yeah, it's been good.
Right, excellent. And, of course, you'll be coming to Brentwood next month. You'll be at the Brentwood Theatre for an evening with Jo Harmans and guests in support of Brentwood Mind. How did you get involved in that one, Jo?
You know what? I don't exactly know. I can't remember.
Okay, but I know you've been to Brentwood before. Because
they asked me to do it, and I've done it.
Brilliant. No. Well, that's good enough. You also, I think it was back in 2012, you appeared at one of our Phoenix in the Foyer gigs as well. So thank you very much for that. That was I was there. That was a great evening. It was a blues evening all round, wasn't it? Organised by our own Ches Moulton. Yeah, okay. Now, the organiser of the Brentwood Mind concert is right here. It's Colin Wade. And I think Colin just wanted to have a quick word.
Hello, Jo.
Okay. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Just want to say thank you for appearing for this. And the reason we got you is that I actually went to school with your manager. That's how I got hold of you.
Well,
I went to school with Mark.
Brentwood.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you some stories on the night about him. So that's how we got you, and I do appreciate it very much.
Excellent, thanks, Colin. Well, I'm very much looking forward to that evening, and of course, I know you'll be singing exclusively to me. Not, you know, never mind the rest of the audience.
No, definitely not.
So, what's coming up for you after that, Jo? And where can we find your music?
Well, we're at the Royal Albert Hall for Blues Fest, all the dates are on the page, really. I can't think of them off the top of my head, but yeah, the big ones are the Royal Albert Hall for the wonderful Blues Fest, which is great, and we've returning again because we did it last year, so it's good. I've got to write a second album, and hopefully that'll be out late next year, and yeah, looking forward to it all, really.
Fantastic. Let's just quick give you a website out. You can find out more about Jo on www.joharman.com. Okay, well, thank you very much for chatting to us today, Jo, and we'll see you at the Brentwood Theatre on the 25th of October then.
Brilliant.
All right, thanks ever so much.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.